shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
I'm Warner North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station. We take a stand. You take a stand. I'd like to hear what you all, you know, what's going on in your world. We've got a lot of things to talk about today. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to all. 7:06 in the morning, October the 2nd. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. You know, happy to be here. Boy, I'll tell you what. Government shutdown yesterday. Just what it was to, you get a call from a family member.
Yeah, my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal, and they have suspended their pay, and they've, on this, unlike Congress, all 535 members of Congress and the Senate have managed to keep themselves being paid at $10,432 an hour.
Now,
How about that? We
did flip around, you know, watching the different news channels, and I think it was very interesting, both on liberal as well as conservative. We went across the board, and what did we have? We had, I think most of the Americans said, why should we do Obamacare? Why should we be held hostage for Obamacare? And then one of the interviewer said, do you think Obamacare and Affordable Act are the same thing? And she said, no.
Well, she was wrong.
So,
but they asked that, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel asked that. He says, what do you think about Obamacare? And, oh, I don't like it. What about the Affordable Care Act? Oh, I think that could be better.
Well, we have a lot of things going on in town. This weekend we're going to be giving tickets away. But first let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor with our Wells Fargo specialist and market moment with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl.
What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, today the market is down, and this is the second day of the partial U.S. government shutdown. The major averages are negative territory. The Dow is down 113 points at 15,078. The S&P 500 is off 10 points at 1685. The NASDAQ composite is down 22 points at 3,795. Over to the New York Stock Exchange, the three most actively traded stocks, Burlington Stores, up 24 cents at 23.29. Alcoa down 16 cents at $8.01. Bank of America positive a penny at 13.91. For local stocks of interest, we have PepsiCo. I have that here, right here. Sorry about that. PepsiCo down 81 cents at $79.02. Pacific Gas and Electric off 9 cents at $40.78. AT&T off a quarter at $33.81. For commodities, gold is up $16 an ounce at $1,303. Silver positive 23 cents at $21. Crude oil down 18 cents, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. See, you want to know what's going on and why. It's markets down, why, but gold and silver going up. So these are things that you need to be able to talk to your expert about, and that's our people down at Wells Fargo Advisors. 243-7561. A lot of things to talk about today. We also have a monster truck guy.
Yeah,
the guy that puts on monster trucks, but then Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California telling us the latest. Also,
hey, when we come back, I think we owe it to you as our listeners. We want to talk to you about something that happened in the corporate world that has affected us, affected you, the listeners. I mean, you know, you take your changes because there's sometimes, no matter what you do, the little guy just can't win over corporate, no matter how hard you try and all the letters that you write and what you do. So I think it's something that we should share with you when we get back on KCNR 1460.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Yeah, good morning, my friends. October the 2nd. It is 7:14 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Tobacco and Brew, been with us since the my very first Saturday show in 2007. And August 4th, 2007, been with us, and I can't say enough about Tobacco
locally
and Brew.
Owned business.
Locally owned, locally operated. Veterans always get discounts there. There are Espresso Joe's, great coffee. You can buy gourmet beans there and anything that it takes to make coffee or tea. And then you can walk next door where they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. It's Tobacco and Brew. Friends of our community also. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda was talking about something, you know, that happened and affected us. And we got one phone call, and it's been going on for a few days. We no longer have Fox News. Fox News has opted to go with corporation based out of New York. And after we had brought Fox News here to the North State up here in Reading. And the bottom line on it is this. When the representative said is that they can do this, and they gave us a – 90 days. I said, fine. I said, what about Fox? Fox News, who talks about, and the Fox people, the president, you know, all those people that say, support the veterans, support small businesses. Well, of course, it was a lie. And that's all I could say about it. And I, you know, you write a letter to the president of Fox News just saying, hey, look, this is what's happened. And at the very end, you say, I would like to get a response on this. You know, one way or another, that just says, hey, you know, go screw yourself or, too bad. But of course they don't, because they don't have. It's, and we've noticed this about, and maybe this is something, maybe bad Bob and Linda, maybe I am just too naive. But what is it that when, you know, that people will use, that, you know, will say, oh, we support veterans, we support small businesses, we support women-owned businesses. But when it comes down to it, they don't. They don't. Well, and I'm not just saying it's about, and it's Fox, of course, it, you know, hypocritical as they are, but it's also, you know, it was also Savage. Mm-hmm. Laura Ingraham did not. Laura Ingraham could have gone to another place, but, she stayed with us. And so we've managed, and we've kept the people that we've had with us. So in this case, Fox News chose to go. We did not say, hey, Fox News, go away. We were okay. We were fine with Fox News, but we're also very proud to have Salem on with us.
Yeah, one of the things that I discovered, and, you know, I started in this business when you had a plethora of news organizations you could go with. You had Mutual Broadcasting, you had Reuters, you had UPI, you had AP, you had all these choices. And as has been the case in the news world, these choices have shrunk down to fewer and fewer conglomerate corporations. So that's sort of the corner that from a news standpoint we found ourselves backed into. Fortunately, Salem Radio News is a very viable alternative, and so far so good with them.
And we traded out our American Morning News from TRN to a Wall Street Journal. That goes from 3 to 6 a.m. in the morning because they were a stable a platform with good news, and our others we were not sure about. So, Kay, you wanted to know what happened. That's what happened. You know, the fact is that we continue, that the news, you know, we like, you know, the news is there for news, not for commentary, not for comment. It's just news. And we provide the same great news.
Some days you get the bear, other days the bear gets you.
Well, my point
here.
Well,
it's not even that. No, it's not even that. It's the point of the hypocrisy of a company to say this, you know, and to stand on the and stand up and say, oh, we do this and this and this, and of course it's a lie.
Well, you wrote a beautiful letter, and it was, you know, what happens to a veteran owned business, and it was a wonderful letter to you know, like you said, the president of Fox News. And I think several copies after that with no return, and the disillusionment, I would say, is that, you know, I guess if you really want to put a lot of energy behind it, and you hit the trail and you contact all of our friends and, you know, our Tea Party activists and other people that we know that would go out and try to do a grassroots thing, we're just like, you know what? It's okay, but we just felt like we really needed to tell our listeners because you get used to things.
We weren't going to say anything because frankly, I'm not, you know what? I don't know how big thing it is, but one person called about it. So there, Kay, there's your answer. So, that happens. It happens. You know, we cancel shows too. So those things happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back because Obamacare, how's that going for you so far? What about the big fight going on in the city? And plus, we had a gazebo dedicated to by the veterans, for the veterans, and for the city yesterday. How come the Democrats refused to meet with Republicans to try and fix this government shutdown? We'll be right back.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby. It's you, I ain't the beast. I'm wrestling with the lion.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Experience history, Redding Rancheria, Stillwater Powwow, 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, Stillwater Powwow, 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
That's about
there's
it.
There's a slight amount of lag.
Love it. 7:21 in the morning here. Yes, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nobody did it better everybody. Than yeah. Oh, Frankie. 59 degrees in the downtown studios.
Okay.
Let's what? Go ahead.
No, dude, you've got it right in your hand. I was just helping.
Well, yes, you were. Sunny today with temperatures around 77 degrees is going to be mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 52. This is the great time of year to be able to go out, enjoy your backyard, enjoy your barbecue, your wonderful, Mike Huber, grill or your
the lucky smoker.
Staycation and Holiday Harbor, all these fabulous things. And if, for instance, the bad weather's coming, if you got a chip, which I know Carl's got a couple little chips on his windshield that have happened, take it to Jeff at Redding at Crackmaster. You know, a guy's getting pretty busy because a lot of people have taken road trips and these little cracks and chips do occur. So he can guarantee things that other shops don't dare offer, from chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373. We also have monster truck tickets, but let's go to the phones. Henry, you're live. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to do something today that I don't think I ever thought I would ever do, and I'm going to hurrah on the Democratic Party.
You're going to what? Hurrah?
Yeah. Well, you got to realize that the Republicans voted for the extension of the debt.
Uh-huh.
So the Democrats are the ones that actually put the country into the position with its shutting down.
Uh-huh.
Now, they said last night that there was only 18% of the government that was shut down. Now, I think that's a good deal.
Well,
so, why are we bad-mouthing the Republican Party? Because the Democrats shut it down. Now, if they don't fund Obamacare, that's going to save us more money. I think the whole thing's a great deal.
Well, my question is that the Republicans are sitting there saying, well, let's have a meeting. Let's get into some kind of bipartisan meeting here to see what we can do, and the Democrats are refusing to meet. So, the question is who's really shutting the government down? And then here's the other thing, too, is that the Republicans have added two amendments to one of their funding bills that just said, hey, let's just keep The VA open and the Park Service open. Let's keep those open. And the Dems refused to vote on it. They voted it down. They refused to fund keeping the VA and the Park Service open. And, you know, there's something else, too. There's a letter in the paper today. It kind of alluded to it. But I've seen it, like, on Facebook and others, is that the hatred that Democrats and liberals have for the Republican, you know, for Republicans. It's not just, you guys don't know what you're talking about, I'm going to vote against you, I'm going to work to vote you out. It's hatred. It's literally hatred where they would, you know, the things they say. I mean, what is this? I mean, what is the hatred? Because you don't agree with a political stance. Does that mean you have to hate them? I mean, we've got people in this town that say they should be executed for treason. Republicans should be executed for treason, not just politicians, all Republicans.
Well, I've been thinking for years we ought to shut about 20% of the government down just on general purposes.
And how do we lose money when the government shut down? Why is that? I mean, we're not paying people and they're shut down. Electricity ought to be, you know, kind of shut off too.
Well, it's not shut down. It's just slowed up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it's not shut down. You're right. 18%. You know, if you look at the parks that are still open, yeah, some parks closed, which reminds me is that the World War II Memorial there in Washington, D.C., a group of honor flight veterans, these are all World War II men and women, like in their 80s and 90s, show up there to go see the World War II memorial. This is where they do, like they fly out of here in Reading. They fly there, they go there, they see the World War II memorial. Well, they were blocked off with these, you know, these barriers, like you see, like, you know, traffic accidents, all that. The veterans from World War II charged and removed the barriers, and the park policeman standing there goes, you know, I'm not going to stop them. You know, I'm a veteran myself. I wouldn't even begin to stop them. Hooray for them. Well, so they went in and they were able to see it. Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is ludicrous that neither side can sit down and talk. Either side is pointing their fingers at each other. But the big thing is they're all getting paid. They're all being paid, every one of them.
The thing that bothers me, too, is that they're getting paid. If they're going to shut the government down, they ought to everybody not get paid.
Yeah. You know what? If you're serious about that, then dedicate, you know, then, hey, I'm going to give all my money during this shutdown. I'm going to give them to the veterans. I'll give it to a veterans monument, or I'll give it to the VA to try and keep your 1 million backlog better.
I wonder if Obama fly that airplane while we got the government shut down.
Well, you know what? Maybe he's going to take a vacation. I mean, I didn't stop him before. Okay, Henry, thanks.
You bet.
All right. You know, I have to share with our listeners. You know, I drove in this morning to a place that I love to go. I'd get a morning cup of joe. I know that they're open early closer to the studio. And we parked, you know, drove up in the drive-in, and there was, you know, I was at the light, and there was this, you know, two corners were filled with early morning. I don't know if they were walking or they were transient. I can tell you the one gal had, you know, the stocking cap on and the big overcoat and looked like maybe, you know, she'd slept outside for a few days and was carrying a briefcase. And then all of a sudden she kind of went on a wild, like turned around and hit the pole and did the kind of like lashed out. And all I could think of was, OMG, please don't come over and hit my car. What am I going to do? What am I going to do if she walks across she was like 8 feet away from me. What am I going to do if she just has a violent outburst and I'm sitting in my car ready to go on the air and this woman decides to, you know, hit the grill of my car, I wasn't ready. So I think what's happening is that we're trying to figure out what do we do with what's happening with our country. How do we prepare ourselves to stay calm? I mean, if you've read or heard anything in the headlines, California, Berkeley, they had to, I mean, yesterday, because somebody had stole the copper wiring, caused the campus-wide outage of power, and there was an explosion evacuation because somebody was stealing copper wire.
That's right.
That's what's happening in our country.
Well, they're stealing copper wire because it's worth a lot, and they're passing laws that say, hey, look, you can bring copper wire in here, but you've got to get a check. You can bring any of these, but you have to be paid by check.
And violent people on the street.
And you're not going to be paid. Well, and we just had an example of that with one of our officers. They tried to, this guy was looking in all these cars, and they found him in a car at the Ace Hardware right across from UPrep, and the police were there, and they chased him and got him down and arrested him. But the sergeant, Aaron McGrady, was injured. during the fight, he got headbutted and split his head, split his eye open. Yeah. So when you talk about where are all the policemen, when we talk, at least 10% of them are on medical leave because they've been injured because these yahoos are fighting them. And, they get injured on this. I mean, and there's not enough of them to be calling, you know, even if the police are doing backup. Anyway, hey, we got a lot of things going. We're going to talk monster trucks. And we're going to come back again is that three members of the city council said the state of Reading is not, or the state of Jefferson is not really something that they can support. We'll be right back right after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween. Join us for our signature Halloween Bash. Wind River Resort and Casino Halloween Bash 2013. Headlining Rob Bass performing such hits as It Takes Two and Get on the Dance Floor. Featuring DVJ Backward. He'll be spinning his magic. Backward. Festivities kick off on Saturday, October 26th at 9 o'clock. Chilling drink specials, dancing, cold hard cash, drawings, costume contest, over $8,000 in cash and prizes. Pre-sale general admission $20. Use code PRESALE and purchase by October 25th. $25 the day off. VIP booth $300. Includes 6 guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now, online, or at the gift shop for your ultimate Halloween experience with Rob Bass. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. We offer our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home.
Safe ride.
It's about to get even better.
It's about to get even better.
On the river.
On the river.
Hi, this is Patrick John. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and fun, all for a higher purpose. Featuring a fashion show of men's and women's clothing from Four Lease Boutique in Reading. For table reservations, call 245-4701 or for general admission tickets, visit Four Lease Boutique, Wind River Resort and Casino, or the Windermere office in Reading. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 4th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, the radio station of your choice in the North State. We are so excited that you're here with us this morning. 59 degrees, and we're going to have highs of around 70 plus today. Good, fabulous, clear day, and a great night.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and our friends over there. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. This is getting to be propane gas weather, and so they have over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County, and they're locally owned, family operated. You know how we feel about that. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 365-3793. You know what we have? We have monster trucks in the area.
Monster trucks.
We have monster trucks in the area. And you think to yourself that monster trucks, how, you know, they're fun, they're exciting, they're loud, but how do you get into something like this? And we have on the phones, Joe Froom. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're great. And you're the guy that puts them on.
That's correct. 16 years right here in Red Bluff. We've been putting them on. It's a huge community event, and it's become a staple for our local economy every October.
Well, you know what? That's kind of a good way to start off. How many people come to see this thing?
All said and done, after we have the free parade on Thursday night and the people who come to the show over the weekend, it's an upwards of probably 25,000 people see.
My word.
Or hear or view or get up close and personal with a monster truck and a driver.
25,000 people. Now, those 25,000 people, a lot of them just come in just to see this, right? They stay in hotels, they eat in restaurants.
A lot of them come from out of town just to see the area. We have the same people buying the same seats, a lot of them who've been coming out of the area. It's quite amazing for 16 years. It's amazing when they start calling in to purchase their tickets. They say, hey, I've been sitting in these same seats for the last 12 years. Can I get the same tickets? So it's become an annual event for folks.
Okay, well, the Nationals, this is the West Coast Monsters Truck Nationals. So what does that mean? Does this mean that they compete throughout the country and then come here for, the big one?
Yeah, it's kind of their slowing down time of the year because they're getting all prepared and almost done for this part of the year, and then they'll start up real hard again. The teams will in January. So when we started this event, we wanted to be about the biggest independent event around, and that's what it's become. So all these teams come here by invitation, but everybody works real hard to try to be invited here. And this year, Bigfoot, which is the people that started the monster truck industry so many years ago, they're sending out two of their top drivers, and one of their drivers, Dan Runney, who will be piloting Bigfoot, is the one you've seen on television jumping over airplanes. He holds the world record outdoor distance jump with a monster truck. I mean,
crushing 86 Volkswagens. Yeah. Hey, Joe, you know what? Frankly, I think that was the very first truck I can remember was Bigfoot.
That's correct. You know, even in foreign countries now, they're not called monster trucks. They're all called Bigfoot. Bigfoot is who originated this sport. If it wasn't for Bigfoot, there would be none of this.
All right, so about how many, for our listeners that perhaps are thinking how much fun, because, you know, we're going to be giving tickets away today and throughout the week, because, of course, we always love to be able to include everybody that are our listeners to experience this in the North State. Push the envelope, something you may not be aware of, and it's, you know, your fellow Americans here in the North State. How fabulous. About how many trucks are we going to be seeing?
There'll be 10 monster trucks, and then we've got another division called the Local Tough Trucks, which is hugely entertaining. People bring in their trucks off the street. Sometimes kids bring their parents' truck out there and don't even know it. They go over obstacles. And most of the time, those pickups leave on the hook of a tow truck.
They lift on. Well, you know what? Linda's looking at me. She goes, no, you're not. And I went, hey, put that KCNR F-150 out there bouncing around.
No, yesterday I was at Rite Aid, and I think I saw somebody who's probably got his truck lifted high enough that he could be, like, you know, one of the local guys on his truck that I don't even know how people even get in. They have to have definitely stretched groins that they can get up in their
car. They have to be and a little bit maybe not right to want to be in the tough.
okay, oh, yeah. Now, Joe.
And the whole show is lots of music, lots of entertainment. We have another local star called the Hillbilly, and he's kind of like crossed between a hillbilly and maybe a rodeo clown, and he interacts with the crowd and the toy and the tough trucks and does a lot of fill. You know, it's complete sensory overload from the music, from the announcers, from the monster trucks. And a lot of people have asked me this question. They said, Joe, when do you think monster trucks will get old? And I said, when people quit having 5 to 10-year-old kids. We constantly renew our fan base because the kids, amazingly enough, really get involved with monster trucks, and they drag their parents, and then you turn around and you look in the stands, and the parents are the ones standing up, dancing, singing, having a great time. So it's a family event.
Well, let me tell you, we gave some tickets last year to some friends of ours, and they were, I think I told you this when we were talking on the phone earlier, that they were just the ones I would never think would like this, but for some reason, okay, we'll go to that. They came home. They were so stoked. We've already given them tickets this year. I mean, they're just like, oh, wow.
Okay, Joe.
One of the biggest things that family enjoy is they see true enjoyment that their children have. And, you know, it's very affordable. Our kids' tickets have been $10 since we started this. Before every show and after every show, every driver is available for an autograph at no charge. So the families can wait around. They can get the drivers to sign their souvenirs. And you don't go to NASCAR races or drag races or any type of event and get free autographs. These guys sign autographs till everybody has an autograph. It's not like a limited amount of time.
Well, you know what? We're going to give away. We've got tickets for Friday and Sunday. And by the way, we're going to be there Sunday. So,
well, we're looking forward to you.
We're looking forward to this. You know?
We're going to take a break. Will you hang on with us to the other side? Because we have just a little bit more information that we need
sure.
to share with our listeners. We're so excited. We're talking with Joe Froom, who is the guy who put this whole thing on.
You are the monster truck organizer.
Yeah. There you go.
The CEO of the Big Four. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Sir Optimus International of Reading is holding its 16th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 4th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 11 a.m. with lunch at 11:45. Come hear keynote speaker Jonna Thomases and her show, Jonna's Body, Please Hold, an outrageously funny chronicle of Jonna's real-life bouts with cancer. The show will take you inside Jonna's body, where a sassy receptionist fields calls from various body parts. Her award-winning one-woman show has been described as captivating, thoroughly original, and hilarious. The Breast Cancer Luncheon also features a selection of beautiful auction items, baskets, and jewelry. And this year, an exquisite pink diamond necklace valued at $13,500 donated by Anderson's Fine Jewelry will be raffled off on the day of the event. All proceeds from this event go to the Mammogram Fund to pay for local women and men who can't afford them. Tickets are just $35 and available at Kugler's Furniture on Churn Creek, Banner Real Estate on Hilltop Drive, or call Lorraine at 227-0251. Come support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. Bigfoot is back. Also, those crazy quad warriors and tough trucks. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown right in front of the courthouse. Thursday, October 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you can get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, October 3rd, in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Then get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 4th, 5th, and 6th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Go to rbmonsters.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460, as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
And another one gone, and another one gone, another one bites the dust.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, you know what? It's still not too late to head out to Holiday Harbor. Get your staycation on the lake. You know, we were just out there this last weekend. It was absolutely beautiful. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out Holiday Harbor Resort Marina on their website, lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Okay, Joe Froom, who is the father of monster truck racing. I guess we can say that, right?
Yeah, well, my friend and I, 16 years ago, brought our children to a different monster truck show that came to Tehama County. It wasn't very good, so the old adage played in, put your money where your mouth is. So we decided to do a show that was acceptable for the community, and that's how it all started.
Okay. Well, it's obviously working, Joe, you know, 16
yeah,
years.
It's been a great community event. You know, we have over 60 local sponsors that help support this. We couldn't do it. On Saturday morning, there's a pancake breakfast for the Back to School Project at Applebee's. And there's a Monster Trucks Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
What we have here in our hands also is on the ticket that we're about ready to give away. Taco Bell has come in for this event, where you can buy one and get one for lesser value free. I mean, that's fantastic for those people who want to do Taco Bell. But what's the difference between, I know it's nighttime and daytime, but we've got Friday night tickets and we have a group of Sunday tickets. What's the difference between the two events?
Well, on Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck just for coming.
Wow.
Whoa, do you have to show, wait a minute, do you have to show ID?
Yeah. Believe it or not, sometimes you do.
I guess I should shave.
Okay.
And then the shows are technically the same. You're going to see the same type of racing, same type of freestyle. But here's what I do know from being in this business as long as I have. Friday night, when those guys tear stuff up, and they always do, they work all night and whatever it takes to get done for Saturday, and the same thing happens on Saturday night. But on Sunday, their trucks are going in the trailers, and they'll be heading down the road. So if they break something or go just that much harder on Sunday because they don't have to fix it. So Sunday, yeah, a lot of times, there's a lot more attrition, a lot more breakage, a lot more rollover,
ooh,
a lot more damage.
We're going to be Sunday. We're going to come Sunday to Monster Truck.
I would think, personally, the diehard in me is that I got through Friday. I got through Saturday. This is the last day. People are in the stands. I'm going to rip. I'm going to give everything I have down to my bones, and my tires are going to go flying if I got a chance to get behind the wheel.
That's exactly what goes on. That's exactly what goes on. For anybody that needs more information, our website is rbmonsters.com. They can call the Chamber of Commerce here in Red Bluff at 527-6220. And tickets are still, of course, available at the Napa stores throughout Northern California, Bud's Jolly Cone, and Holbrook's Furniture, or online.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Joe Froome, who gives us monster trucks and does a great job, brings over 25,000 people to the Red Bluff area. And I tell you what, they've got to eat and drink and stay and buy gas and shop around there just to
come up to the Reading
Mall.
What
a huge, huge economic boon that is to the area.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Joe. We'll see you. We'll be there on Sunday. We'll try to find you and wave at you, and you know, you'll see the crazy people in the weird hats.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You bet, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
Thanks. Okay. Hey, while we're at it, let's give these tickets away. Now. That's right. I'll tell you what. We're going to give a family pack of four. If you happen to need two more on this Friday for general admission, the show starts, the tickets, gates open at 6, starts at 8, and we have 6 tickets. I don't want to just give them away just because you think you're going to get, you know, I want to know
that
you're going to put
pack.
Butts
right.
in the seats. And so we're going to do, a family of 6 can go for free on this Friday, October 4th. It's the Monster Trucks Nationals. Give us a call here, 605-4567. First caller is going to get 6 tickets. And
kids under 12 get a free monster truck
on
Friday.
This is great. So clear your schedule and head out. Give us a call, 605-4567 for the Monster Trucks Nationals.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah! Woo. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach.
Makes me want to work out.
Yeah, October the 2nd. It is 7:56 in the morning. This portion of our show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Spray Services. Whether you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they're going to get it right. They've been in the business over 20 years. They're locally owned. This is not something that comes from another country. These are local guys. Their lawn tips they give are just outstanding. Weeds, any type of pest, they'll take care of. This is our friends at Redding Spray Service. They do a great job. Give them a call at 221-3007, 221-3007. They got great commercials too. I mean, I really like it. And you can look at their website, readingspray.com, Redding Spray Service. Check them out.
All right, so we gave tickets away to Mike and Dolores. And in the next hour, stay tuned because we have more tickets to give away for Monster Trucks.
Oh,
currently
yeah.
56 degrees in the downtown studios. If you just woke up and you're tuning in, good morning here on KCNR 1460, 7:52 in the morning on the second day of October. Looks like we can, you know what? I'm just in boots today. I keep thinking it's gonna, you know, I'm ready for the weather change, but it's gonna be 77 today, 72 tomorrow, and 79 on Friday. Can you believe that? 79. We're getting back up that warm weather. Yesterday they had a very special event that happened, that is near and dear to our hearts. We saw when the artist rendering first came out and, hundreds of people worked very diligently to see this to fruition. So happy to see that that actually made it through regulations, and it was dedicated yesterday.
That's right. The gazebo, the Veterans Memorial Gazebo. What can I say? Dedicated to the veterans of Shasta County and the city of Redding. And it's open for everybody, of course, down at the park. And that was put together by it was spearheaded by the Marine Corps League Detachment 1082. Mike Gutierrez has been here with all of his people. And what can I say? This thing is beautiful. This gazebo is beautiful. It's down in Lake Redding Park. The ceremony was yesterday at 1 p.m. When you take a look at it, it's got all the symbols of the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force are up on it. Anybody can use this gazebo. They raised the $40,000 plus in cash and in-kind donations.
Love it.
For this. It's 900 square feet. And it's beautiful, like I said, but they raised it themselves. They, this was a gift from the Marine Corps League to this city. And I can't say enough about that and Mike Gutierrez and the Marine Corps League here in town. Thank you so much for what you do. And it's beautiful. Head on down there and take a look at it.
Yes, it's nice to see that, you know, people keep their passion alive in times like these. They just keep going with their, forward with their mission. I want to do a shout out to, this Saturday at the Pilgrim Congregational Church. It is a French country market that they're having at 10 a.m., 10 to 3. And what it is, it's going to be a benefit, with, our community organization, One Safe Place, Faith Works, the Hope Fam, People of Progress, the Teen Parent Program. A lot of what you're spending is going towards these programs. And basically what it is you're going to have collectibles, if you like to collect items, vintage gifts, handmade gifts, and more. So we know that October is a time, I know for many people when they start to stash, they think about, you know, the fall and Christmas time. Perfect place to come do it when you know that your funds are going to go towards, you know, helping our local community on many levels. There you go.
Bark and Wine is this weekend too. Give, you know, I think they've still got some tickets left, but give them a call at 241-1653 over at Haven Humane. And this is a great way to,
fun.
It's a great way. We're going to be there. We're emceeing that and they're going to have live auctions items.
Think we'll buy another fountain?
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to buy any more fountains.
We bought a fountain. Let's see.
It had doves on it.
Yeah.
But they let us trade it. So that was good because I'm not big on doves. Hey, the Stillwater, powwow is here. It's going to be going down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, October 4th through 6th. This weekend, I mean, there's so many things going on this weekend, but the powwow gives you a chance to see the Indian culture of the Native American people. And, they're going to provide a healthy cultural atmosphere to all families free from alcohol, drugs, and smoking. I can't say enough about that in our friends over there at Wind River and the Rancheria.
Okay, you know that when we did our live remote last Thursday for the Dutch Brothers, well, it was at Dutch Brothers, and so many of you came by generously and donated, and a dollar, and Dutch Brothers teamed up with Turtle Bay. And, you know, of course, Turtle Bay, we talked about the fact Turtle Bay is no longer funded as private funding to keep our Exploration and Turtle Bay Museum and Exploration Park alive with the children's program, so on and so forth. So we love the fact that Dutch Brothers and 30, they call it, you know, if you want to call it celebrity baristas, came all day long and did, you know, have people drive through with their friends or their organizations or their hospitals or their teams or their offices. And we did our live remote. So I just got an email. I'm so excited to share this with you guys. Dutch Brothers and all of you raised a total. The goal was $5,000 for the day. You guys rock because the total came out to $22,680.63. Can you believe, we're talking about that coffee culture. We talk about our community being generous. That's what they made in one day, a dollar. Plus the tips that many of you generously came by and gave. Of what? How many? 12? 12 stores?
Yeah, I think they had all the drive-thrus. Every one of Aaron and Chris Reznor's, Dutch Bros were open for that day. And a lot of people spent their time there. Shasta Regional, Mercy, of course us, the McConnell Foundation was there, who else? I think Billy and Patrick were around there someplace. I mean, just there's everybody. Oh, you know, just different people at different events all day long. And they really set the bar, which means next year will be harder. Now, let me move on to something. We have Sam Paredes is going to be our guest when we come back from Gun Owners of California to talk about this disaster that's facing us. But Reading City Council last night has said no to being part of the state of Jefferson. Rick Bassetti, Francie Sullivan, and Missy MacArthur voted to not pursue any independent state. Jones and Cad did. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, it doesn't make any difference if we do it. I mean, my gosh, it's just a city. You know what? If you believe that we're being taken care of, that we're being truly represented by the people in Sacramento, then probably we shouldn't even say, let's just roll over and let them continue to beat us like they are doing right now. if we want to bring attention to what's happening here, say, hey, we're not happy, how about at least, you know, how about at least letting our assemblyman get a bill out of committee? How about that? Or a senator get a bill out of committee? Just something. Throw us something. But our Rick and Missy and Francie say, you know what? You know, gosh, you know, this would be handled a different way. If we just say we want to do this, it just looks bad. And then that way we can't accept the money that the state gives us to. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's it. Anyway, the vote was held last night. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Parts of the federal government still shuttered now to taxpayers as well as many government workers as a result of a standoff between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill about how to fund the government. Meanwhile, for many people who are being denied access to national parks, it's painful because it's destroying their vacations.
I came all the way from New York to visit, planned the trip for a long time, and now can't get in.
My in the summer vacation out the window.
Meanwhile, Republicans are arguing on Capitol Hill that they would like to fund some aspects of the government. Idaho Congressman Michael Simpson says the stubborn Senate Democrats have forced Republicans to take a piecemeal approach.
My good friends on the other side of the rotunda chose to say, no, we don't even want to talk about it.
And Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, meanwhile, says the selective reopenings ignored other critical government services.
Right now, nearly 9 million mothers and children are losing out on infant formula and nutrition support. Food banks are being forced to curtail their activity. Food safety efforts at the Food and Drug Administration are being compromised.
Meanwhile, the partial government shutdown has forced President Obama to cancel part of his upcoming trip to Asia.
The president is scheduled to leave on Saturday for travel to Indonesia and Brunei, but the White House is calling off the final two stops in Malaysia and the Philippines. President Obama called the leaders in both nations to inform them of the change. Secretary of State Kerry will lead delegations to both countries instead. A spokeswoman at the National Security Council says personnel were not yet in place and they were unable to go forward with planning because of the shutdown. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Meanwhile, President Obama says Congress can't keep lurching from crisis to crisis.
They have to break this habit. It is a drag on the economy. It is not worthy of this country.
Republicans say they're trying to rein in wasteful government spending. And this is SRN News.
Joseph and Noah McVicker invented a substance to clean wallpaper. It was soft, pliable, durable. Trouble was, no one wanted it, and the McVickers set their invention aside. 10 years later, the brothers heard an elementary school teacher describe how her students, with their little hands, struggled in their art projects. Art clay was hard and unyielding. So Joseph and Noah dusted off their invention, and today we call that wallpaper cleaner Play-Doh. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Our world is full of ingenuity and innovations that at first solve nothing. Maybe you have a right idea that hasn't found the right time. Stay open, be patient, and keep thinking in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
U.S. home prices climbed 12.4% in August compared to a year ago.
Real estate provider CoreLogic says prices also went up 0.9% from July. However, that gain was half the 1.8% increase in July from June. The group says higher mortgage rates combined with the end of the summer buying season likely slowed the gains. Prices increased in every state compared with the previous year. With mortgage rates having gone up about a full percentage point since May, some analysts worry that higher rates could slow home sales.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Do you own stock in the Empire State Building? Some people do. Shares of Empire State Realty Trust are edging higher after the company's initial public offering raised about $754 million. A real estate investment trust owns the Empire State Building and 11 other office properties. It sold 71.5 million shares for $13 apiece, and that was at the low end of its prior estimate. Empire State Realty says it's raised about $754 million. This is SRN News. A security situation in northern Florida last night as authorities evacuated the Jacksonville International Airport for nearly 5 hours after a pair of suspicious packages turned up.
Passengers who were kind of in that interim space that were in the terminal or either on aircraft were shuttled to three local hotels in the area of the airport.
The Jacksonville Airport spokesman Michael Stewart, also at SRNnews.com. Police looking for a group of bikers who beat the driver of a SUV after chasing him off a New York City highway. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says the bikers are part of a much bigger group.
Their goal was to, in our judgment, go to Times Square and be disruptive. They never made it to Times Square, but we were certainly aware of their presence, and we took strong enforcement action.
They say it began Sunday afternoon on the West Side Highway in Upper Manhattan. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, my friends. 8:05 in the morning, October the 2nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We'll hop into our chat room. A lot of people are discussing the fact that how things can get stolen around here, that there's groups of people that are called scrappers, and they just go around looking for something that they can take. I mean, they just move. They'll take entire air conditioning systems and put them offline so they can get the copper out of them, and it costs thousands of dollars to get them back online. That's why they're trying to make some inroads into how they're doing that. But good morning, Linda.
I think good morning. Great to have you here with your – thank you for voting us as one of your favorite radio stations. We appreciate that. 8:06 in the morning. It's currently 59 degrees. Going to be warming up today with temperatures around 77. Mostly here tonight with temperatures around 52. We love you being in our chat pack. You know, that's KCNR1460.com. And this is where you can talk about whatever topics that you care and wish to discuss. And remember, you know what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, the continuance of a partial U.S. government shutdown and a disappointing update on the labor market is providing a headwind for stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 106 points at 15,085. The S&P 500 is off 12 points at 1682, and the NASDAQ Composite is down 15 points at 3,802. Active stocks this morning, JCPenney up 14 cents at $8.89. Delta Airlines positive 16 cents, trading at $24.37. Merck off 45 cents at $48.29. Turning to local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 6 cents at $22.79. North Valley Bank up 13 cents at $19.29. Bank of Commerce down a penny at $5.65. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.60%. Over to commodities, gold is up $33 an ounce at $1,319, silver up 72 cents at 21, crude oil trading up positive 67 cents at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 18, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561 because they are the ones that are keeping us on track.
Let's take a minute.
What happens in Wall Street?
Let's take a minute and just reflect on what it must be to be, you know, a Wells Fargo advisor or anyone that is dealing in the stock market world right now. Talk about getting your game on. I mean, these guys, you know, they get up at the crack because they have to be up at the same time that the East Coast, you know, when Wall Street opens, of course. So they have a schedule like many people who are, you know, getting up and doing media, and numbers and people's lives that I have invested, you know, people who taken their 401ks or whatever it is, or maybe they just have, you know, whatever their investments are with people like, the Wells Fargo advisors. And I just think it takes a certain kind of person to be able, it's like a doctor. You know, it takes a special kind of person to become a doctor and deal with numbers and stats and the physical human being and the mental part of it. You know, being able to be strong and deal with numbers when markets can be volatile, our times are crazy, people are some in fear, some people just say, just let it ride. So, you know, shout out to those people who really, you know, who keep us calm.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that we're going to do is we're going to start bringing our advisors on here for a little bit and give them a little bio about them because, you know, just hearing their voices over the phone is not enough. You need to get to know them, too. So we're going to be bringing them on who are the Wells Fargo advisors? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Greg.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Experience history. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Experience dancers, drummers, and the history of our land. Proudly sponsored by Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Reading Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2013, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 225-8979.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 right here on the Free Fire Radio Zone. We still have two tickets for our Friday night general admission for Monster Trucks in Red Bluff. Give us a call, 605-4567. That will get you two tickets for the evening show, October 4th, free. You know, lots of fun to go and support Red Bluff, our North State events. And we're going to have more to give away on the Sunday. But right now, give us a call, and you can get two tickets for Friday night.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends down there on 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right behind that. But you know what? If you want to have sandwiches, you want to have anything that you can possibly want that's healthy in their deli, they have one. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And also they are our area's nutrition experts. What can I say about Orchard Nutrition, Joe? And all the people down there, and just and they're introducing a gluten-free line that has talking with the that's going to give a healthy dining experience for you. That are it's easy to do. Vicky's opened up this amazing food for life that you can just add an egg and the and some coconut oil or some butter to it, and now you've got healthy gluten-free muffins or cookies for your family. Again, Orchard Nutrition, give them a call at 244-9141. Okay, well, it looks like we're having a problem getting Sam on the phone here, and so we're going to keep trying that. But let's talk
maybe
about
it. Maybe has something to do with the over the amount of calls because of the government shutdown. How does that affect? Does that affect any the gun owners? Oh, there we go.
Okay, now that we've got, okay, you're just, your computer's rolling here for us. It's not the shutdown. No, you know that the government here is what we're talking about today on gun owners and gun control. Bill's heading to, the governor, Jerry Brown, is, hang on for a second, do we have somebody on the line there, Bob?
We had a winner on the line, sir.
Okay. AB 48, which is bans magazine repair kits, which means anything that happens that to a magazine that you cannot get, you know, you can no longer buy them and you can no longer repair them. The one here, the 374 from Steinberg out of Sacramento, it bans detachable magazines and rifles. These are still sitting on the desk of Governor Brown. If he doesn't do anything, they'll become law. He has to veto these. He has to go in there and say, no, we're not going to sign this. This immediately goes into lawsuits. You understand that. But this is any center fire, as opposed to a rim fire. Rim fire are like, it's 22 caliber, the kind that they use in the Olympics. And, you know, you're teaching the kids how to shoot but that doesn't count for this. It did at one time and they pulled that out and realized just how silly that was. But, Any type of rifle that has a detachable magazine that can be removed, and it's a centerfire rifle. That means that, you know, we're not talking the quote M16 appearance looking weapons. We're talking about a rifle with no hand pistol grip, any type of flash suppressor, which is already illegal. Anything like that. We're talking about like a Remington Game Master that has a 5-round magazine. That's semi-automatic because it's easier to shoot. People, like to have this type of weapon. It's not a weapon of choice in any war or anything like this, but they want to ban this, which means then not only can I not buy one, I can't even will it to my son or daughter. It has now become illegal.
Ruger Ranch rifle. How many of those do you think there are in California?
Well, I don't know, thousands.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of them.
They're now illegal. You have to, they would be illegal. You have to, and you're going to have to register them.
It'll be a cold day.
Here's the other question, my friends, is this is again, is we're bringing this up because we want people to call in to the governor. The other thing too is that when they do this, it's just another way. It's a control thing. Do you actually think criminals, I don't know, I'm getting tired about talking about, you know, knowing that criminals, it's not going to affect me. It wouldn't have affected any of those horrible slayings that we saw back in, Connecticut or Colorado because guess what? Those were legally bought firearms that were not put away. Now, keeping your firearm safe and locked up is something that's just common sense. But to ban weapons from me or Bob or Linda has nothing to do with the crime rate. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with controlling and a feel-good measures. Oh, we want eventually to take all the guns out of the state of California. Well, they tried that. They've tried that in Chicago. Chicago, the murder capital of the world. The murder capital of the world. Well, not the world. Okay, the United States. I doubt if it's the world. But of the United States, more people getting shot there, and they've got very, very, very strict gun laws. even more so than are in California. And yet it doesn't happen. It's the climate. It's the people. That's what you have to change. Maybe you should spend this much time in trying to ban weapons and trying to find out how to break the cycle of violence that seems to be in our society. The man that just went out and shot in the Navy Yard, you just watched something like 12 straight hours of a video game. That was a video game that was a minute war or something like this, where you shoot and destroy people in a video game. He just played it for 12 hours. Do you think that might have had something to do with it? Well, maybe. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We've got a lot of other things to talk about, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Patrick John. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels on October 4th at Wind River Resort and Casino. This will be an exciting night of fashion, food, and fun, all for a higher purpose. Featuring a fashion show of men's and women's clothing from Four Lease Boutique in Reading. For table reservations, call 245-4701, or for general admission tickets, visit Four Lease Boutique, Wind River Resort and Casino, or the Windermere office in Reading. Join me at the Windermere Foundation Fashion Show October 4th benefiting Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Ladies, grab your girlfriend, slide into your highest heels, pick out your flashiest handbag, and top it off with your favorite hat. On Thursday, October 10th, at Riverview Country Club, One Safe Place will present the third annual Vanity Fair Hats, Heels, and Handbags, a gala honoring overcomers of abuse. Vanity Fair is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Reading Bank of Commerce, Dignity Health, Enjoy Magazine, KCNR, Results Radio, REU, and Bar in Mudford. For tickets, call 530-244-0118 or go to osbshasta.org.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And
we needed that.
That was so my favorite show.
In the Rifleman.
We needed that.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Martin Graff and his people there providing service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He's been in the business here since, 1988. And what can I say? You know, his people are just highly professional, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. You can get warranties on the job, with an optional 10-year parts and labor warranty. Everybody's factory trained there. Alliance Heating and Air. What a great group of people. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest, Sam Peretta. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
morning, folks. I apologize for being late.
Well, you know, Sam, I was just, you know, I was, okay, then turn me loose on this, but I'm glad you caught him because I know you've got the latest. Sam heads up the Gun Owners of California, and I know you're, have you worn out your shoes yet in the halls down in Sacramento?
I have several pairs of cowboy boots being resold because they were threadbare and all the way through with multiple holes, and it was a little bit embarrassing. Even the horses got embarrassed when I walk up to them. It was pretty bad, but the fight has been intense. We're finished at the Capitol with the legislators, and now we're focusing all of our attention on Governor Jerry Brown.
Well, isn't this something that the governor may be the only one that can show some common sense here? I mean, a Democrat, but is there any indications he's leaning one way or the other?
Boy, it's scary. The only thing we can do is kind of flip a coin and see where it lands, heads or tails. We're not really sure what he's going to do. We are hopeful in some ways. We hear rumors, but that we don't know where they're generated from. But the reality is that we expect him to sign the majority of all of the bad stuff, if not everything.
Jeez.
And then we're just going to be prepared to go to court. That's it. If Jerry Brown surprises us and vetoes some things, that'll be great. That'll be an inoculation from some diseases, but he's guaranteed to give us others with whatever he signs.
What about the one on the AR, for semi-automatic weapon? I mean, they make no differentiation between a Remington, Game Master, is a semi-automatic that's been around for 50 years at least, with a 5-round detachable magazine and a M16 lookalike.
That's absolutely correct. Senate Bill 374 by Senate Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg will basically ban the semi-automatic long gun in California. All of them. Woodstocks, you know, your grandfather's deer hunting rifle. If it was a semi-automatic and a box magazine came out of the bottom of the gun, it will be banned. Yes, he will allow those who have them to register them as assault weapons. But again, that limits their use. In other words, you need to ask permission of the Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management or any state wildlife area in order to be able to use those guns in the woods. Other than that, you're limited to gun ranges in your home or your private property, and that's it.
And is it true that I then, at the end of my hunting career or shooting career, I can't even will this? I can't even give this to my son?
That's correct. When you die, the guns have to die. They have to be either turned into the police or destroyed.
How can they do that?
Well,
This has got to be, I mean, how can they do that? You know, you want to ban it, you say, okay, you can't have them, but how can they take the people that own these weapons that they've had, maybe inherited them from their fathers or their families, and want to be handed down to their families because of the tradition we have of our country of hunting and shooting? How can they do this? Do they have no compunction at all about taking away your rights?
No, they don't. They don't. Their goal is to reduce and eliminate the number of guns that are out there in private possession. They don't believe that you and Linda and me and my wife and our kids and our friends are responsible enough to own firearms, and you know, they so much belittle our constitutional rights from the First to the Tenth Amendment, but especially the Second Amendment. They look at it from their perspective as a minor speed bump in order to achieve the goals that they want, and that is to disarm the public. And you're right, the fact that they are so arrogant as to think that they can go ahead and have us destroy those guns, the private property, deny us the private use of the property we own, ultimately time will prove out that they are in violation of the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments, and we will have the Assault Weapons Act of California overturned in the courts.
Well, the big thing is having a stay put on it. But you know, one of our chat room comments, Joe says this bill steals private property and disarms the population within one generation,
yep,
as relates to semi-automatic centerfire rifles. And he's right. Within one generation, they take away all those weapons.
That's correct. That is absolutely spot on. hit the donkey on the tail, absolute, unadulterated truth, and people better come to realize that that comment, that description of what is happening, is exactly the truth. You know, people say, oh, they'll never come after our guns. Hang on a second, I got a fire alarm going off. Let me go turn this thing down.
Whoa. Hey, you're getting too hot there, Sam.
There we go.
Yeah, you're getting too hot there, Sam.
I'm a volunteer firefighter in my community, and you know, the calls come when they come.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, you're a volunteer firefighter. I don't know about you, but I've never been arrested. I've 30 years in the Marine Corps. Linda's never been arrested. I haven't even had a parking or a speeding ticket. I don't know what, 40 years maybe. And, you know, top level security, guarded the president and been in those types of situations. I can't have a weapon because I'm not trustworthy. I mean, how can they look you in the eye and say that? What do they say, Sam? We got to take a break here a minute. But when you look them in the eye and say, how can you take these weapons away from law-abiding people? What's their answer to that?
They don't answer. They ignore the question and turn the conversation around the tragedies that have occurred. And they will not accept the fact that law-abiding citizens use guns 300 times a day in California to defend themselves. But it's okay with them if they become victims. So I've got a story I want to share with you when you've got time about a poster.
Well, what we want to do is we'll take a break here because we've changed our break time here, and I forgot that. So we'll be right back. Sam Paredes, head of the Gun Owners of California, is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowdy Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Stores, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Sir Optimus International of Reading is holding its 16th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon on Friday, October 4th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 11 a.m. with lunch at 11:45. Come hear keynote speaker Jonna Thomases and her show, Jonna's Body, Please Hold, an outrageously funny chronicle of Jonna's real-life bouts with cancer. The show will take you inside Jonna's body, where a sassy receptionist fields calls from various body parts. Her award-winning one-woman show has been described as captivating, thoroughly original, and hilarious. The Breast Cancer Luncheon also features a selection of beautiful auction items, baskets, and jewelry. And this year, an exquisite pink diamond necklace valued at $13,500 donated by Anderson's Fine Jewelry will be raffled off on the day of the event. All proceeds from this event go to the Mammogram Fund to pay for local women and men who can't afford them. Tickets are just $35 and available at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek, Banner Real Estate on Hilltop Drive, or call Lorraine at 227-0251. Come support Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Take a stand, my friends. Take a stand. It's not for you. Maybe it's not for you, but maybe it's for your kids. Maybe it's for your grandkids. Welcome back to the show, Carl and DeBott. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices even before that. Man's last stronghold. And let me tell you is that they believe in the Second Amendment there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. Heads up, Gun Owners of California. Welcome back, Sam.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Carl. It's always an honor.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we've got somebody on the phone. Let me bring him in first, and then we can get into that story. Rob, good morning. You have something for Sam Paredes?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to relay something in regards to the importance of people in the community. Here especially, speaking with members of law enforcement in regards to this issue, I'm not a member of this group, but I believe in what it does. It's called Oath Keepers. And I was approaching a couple police officers on the street the other night. I asked them if they knew about the group and if they were members, and they knew, and they said, we're not really members of that group, and they kind of were a little put off by my question. I think it's very important for people in the community to open up a dialogue with the sheriff, with the police chief, and let them know that, hey, we're law-abiding citizens who believe in our right to protect ourselves, and we would like to know that the folks that we have in place as our police chief, as our sheriff, believe in the same rights that we believe in. So it's kind of a comment and a question as far as what does that group doing to kind of open up that dialogue with members of law enforcement, and what kind of feedback is he getting from them in regards to how they view this potential assault weapons ban in California.
Okay, Rob. Sam, I know you've talked to a lot of law enforcement people, and then after you answer this, I can do a follow-up when I talk about our sheriff and police chief.
Outstanding.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
Yep. Number one, in Shasta County, you folks have one of the top pro-gun sheriffs in the entire United States. Sheriff Tom Basenko has been the leader amongst the Sheriff's Association, all of the county sheriffs in the state of California, in fighting the fight to protect our firearms rights here in the state. We are so indebted to that man and how hard he has worked, that we will never be able to pay that debt. So Sheriff Tom Basenko is one of my heroes, and he's doing the job. I hear from him on a daily basis as to what's going on, and it's very important. We have been communicating with law enforcement, and as a matter of fact, we have 28 sheriffs in the state of California, the top guys and gals, who have committed to be out front in support of the Second Amendment. They have written letters to the governor. They have come down to testify before committee. We are working very diligently and very hard with law enforcement in the state of California. And we've got a bunch of really outstanding, top-notch folks. Sheriff Hancrat, just south of you folks, is another guy. Sheriff Lopey, just north of you folks, is another guy. And I can just go on and on with the great and strong support we have from law enforcement. And frankly, tons of our members are street cops and sheriff's deputies, so we know we have their ear.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, we need them to weigh in. That's what I was going to say about Tom Basenko, is that, you know, and then you get into this thing is, you know, I think these are questions you need to ask people running for office, is how do you feel about these, if these things get passed? You know, when you have somebody running for supervisor, this is the guy that can put a lot, or woman that can put a lot of pressure on the sheriff and pass laws. The first thing ought to be, first question out of your mouth, if you truly believe in this, is what do you think about these laws? Will you force our sheriff to enforce this ban on lead ammo, or on this ban on people owning a semi-automatic weapon? Are you going to institute these searches and seizures of weapons? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something we need to get them. We need to get our elected officials, whether it's the city or county, which is the ones that really have the impact, see what their thoughts are on this.
You're absolutely correct, Carl. And we need to hold people's feet to the fire. I invite the folks up in God's country of California, Northern California, to talk to your sheriffs and hold their feet to the fire. I think you're going to find that those folks have fireproof souls on their feet, because they are in the mix, an active part of protecting your rights, whether you know it or not. I'm here to tell you, they are actively using honoring the position that they have and the trust that they've been given by the voters to be their sheriffs, and they are out there protecting their rights, not only on the streets against criminals and thugs, but against criminals and thugs that operate in the state capital and with
a suit and tie on that are more. When they're wearing a suit and tie and they're an assemblyman or a senator and they've got that pen in their hand, are much more dangerous, really, for your human rights than perhaps somebody walking down the street with a baseball bat. Hey, let's go to the phone line. Cheryl, good morning. You have a question for Sam or a statement?
Yeah, Sam, you have just endorsed Mr. Prosenko pretty strongly. I'd like to know what he has done besides talk. Will he, when the time comes, enforce perfectly unconstitutional laws on people? Is he going to enforce them or not? Yes or no? Do you know?
Yes, I do. I'm confident because I heard it out of the sheriff's mouth. He testified before committee that he will support the Constitution and that he swore an oath to that Constitution and will defend it against enemies foreign and domestic. I can tell you that I speak with Sheriff Prosenko almost on a daily basis as we coordinate the contacts that are going into the governor asking him to veto all of these bills. He led a group of nine sheriffs that went in and sat down with the governor's senior staff to make explicitly clear that the sheriffs of the state, these sheriffs, who are constitution-believing sheriffs, are opposed to any of these infringements on our constitutional rights, including the lead ammo ban, the semi-auto ban, all of the safe storage laws, the magazine parts kit ban, all of these bills.
I've never heard him say that, and
I've been living it for the last several months. Let's just give everybody a chance to talk here.
People,
okay, she may have to call back. There was only one way to, Cheryl, you'll need to call back, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Bob pushed the other button instead of that one. But please call back, because we haven't finished this. But what Cheryl was saying was that she's not heard him say that. I've heard him say it here on the show, that he will defend the Constitution. These laws are not ones that, you know, of all the things that are going on in the world, that is not one that is, that one he would look at as being at the top of his list to try and take care of. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. I guess Sam Paredes, CEO, the chief executive officer. I guess is that right? Director?
Executive director.
Okay, executive director.
You're giving me a promotion and I appreciate it, but I don't deserve it.
So. Okay. The executive director of Gun Owners of California. When we come back, I want to talk about the lead ammo ban and the huge impact that could have on our hunting and just shooting here in California. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grillabites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grillabites, we're eating healthy. Never tasted so good.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The prevention of bullying is an important issue. Two free community forums will be presented on Thursday, October 10th. The Women's Fund presents Wayne Sakamoto, Director of School Safety, to address how our community can reduce bullying. The lunch forum is from noon to 1:15 at the Reading Public Library. The evening program begins at 5:30 for all Shasta County parents, school staff, and community members at the Sequoia Middle School. The program is from 6 to 7:30. Registration for the free forums can be made at our website at shastarcf.org and the link to the Women's Fund community forum page.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Sorry about the phones. We have, well, we do have Sam Paredes on the line, but, and we're going to go right to Sam in just a moment, but this portion of the show and always Crown Motors, we're brought to you by this. We know that if you drive a Ford, and we do, the service department is second to none, and they take pride in treating people right. Crown Motors, your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership located on Cypress Avenue. Okay, let's get back to our topic of the day.
Sam, good morning. We're talking with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And Cheryl, that was a the phone lines dropped you. If you have more comments, please feel free to come back again. Sam.
Yes, sir.
The ban on lead ammo.
Yes.
Is that going to be signed?
Well, probably yes. And that will be a horrifically negative thing that will happen to California, especially in Northern California, where so much of our life experience involves hunting and shooting and being in the outdoors. If the governor signs a bill to ban lead ammunition between now and 2019, hunting with centerfire rifles or handguns will cease to exist. The federal government considers all non-lead ammunition, all monolithic bullets, as armor-piercing and has not given permits and permission to manufacturers to make this kind of ammunition for hunting purposes. The manufacturers have gone ahead and made it anyway, but they're doing that at their own peril.
Then the next thing they could say then is, oh, well, you know what? They've got to be okayed by the federal government to shoot in the state. Now, the banning of lead ammo was what to save the purpose was behind because there's millions of animals dropping dead from lead?
Yeah, well, it's kind of that voodoo science that they keep trotting out. You know, they say that any amount of lead in the system is bad. We agree with that in the bloodstream. Lead is not a good thing. But what they are saying that by shooting ammunition and putting lead bullets out into the field or killing animals, somehow that translates into lead going into other animals or into humans. And the fact of the matter is nothing can be further from the truth. We have veterans that have come back from every war since this country was founded with lead shrapnel in their bodies, and they are not suffering from lead poisoning. You can hold a one-pound lead ball in your hand for 100 years and never get lead poisoning. Lead has to be, it's not soluble. It has to be so teeny small that it can be absorbed into the blood system. And that's how come it did happen with paint or in gasoline, because it was made so small. But bullet fragments are not that small. And even when consumed, they do not create blood poisoning. That was pointed out by the University of South Dakota and the Center for Disease Control that did a study and said that people who eat game animals that have been shot with lead bullets have no difference in their blood levels of with lead as those who don't.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is if you're going to do that, why don't you just ban lead sinkers in water, too?
Oh, you bet your sweet bippy that's the next thing they want to do, except the big difference is that they don't consider fishermen a challenge to their ability to control people. They do consider gun owners a challenge to them, the enemy. You know, they don't expect to be challenged and chased and a revolution to start with people running down the street with their fishing poles.
Yeah, hitting you know, doing that, you know, that 10-1 with your fly rod, smacking that assemblyman and that senator with that royal coachman fly there.
Yeah, right, with that.
Well,
I
tell you what, I've managed to stick myself in the ear with one of those a couple of times. Hey, you know what? Here's the thing the whole part is they don't want to answer the question when you look them straight in the eye and say, I am not the enemy. Why are you taking my weapons, my ability to have this weapon away? And their answer is, you don't need this. You don't need this weapon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need.
Let me put this in a nutshell for you and share this experience. During the last week of the legislature, Senator Kevin DeLeon, one of our nemesis, one of the real haters of the Second Amendment and violators of the Constitution, he sent around a poster to every legislative office that had, it said, we remember the victims of Sandy Hook. And then on the bottom it said, victims of gun violence, you know, in California since Sandy Hook. And then he had a list of over 800 names on this list, and they were all from California. So Assemblyman Brian Jones' staff, who received this poster like at 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening, they did a random search and selected 23 names at random from the list and did a quick research on what they were. Every one of them was either shot in a police shooting, a gang shooting, killed themselves after police barricaded them in and the SWAT team was about to come in because they had violated their own family members. One had pinned a police officer with his car. Another one fired shots at police officers, and on. Every one of the victims that we are supposed to be made to feel sorry for were actual criminals. And I don't feel sorry for criminals. I'm sorry. You know, and it's only those law-abiding citizens who have guns who can protect themselves against these criminals, and hopefully they pray that the police and sheriffs will arrive to help them out. But unfortunately, that isn't the case.
Not when you have a 12 to 15 minute wait or an hour or more if you're in the county. I mean, this just is, it's not our police. They're great police and they're great sheriffs, but there's just not enough of them. They're not going to be there in 2 minutes. They're going to be there in 10 to 12 minutes. And if you're out in the county, you're lucky if it's an hour to get people there. And there's a lot of cases they don't even roll on anymore. Have a car stolen? Make sure you give a report in, but it's not something they're going to be after. Hey, we got to take a break, Sam. Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here. You're draining.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax, and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Please remember that the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center are now known as One Safe Place. If you or someone you know is the victim of domestic, sexual, child, or elder abuse, please call 244-0117 or visit our website at ospshasta.org.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We don't back down. Take them on, my friends. Take them on. If you roll over and go softly into the night, they will take every one of your rights. Carl Lindabot here, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, Estate Granite and more. Granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker, which is outstanding. It's the best. He's our builder of choice for a good reason. We trust Mike, and he does great work. 241-7866, 241-7866. Hey, tomorrow we have Judy Maxwell on Obamacare and the exchanges. She is the, you know, a premier insurance agent here in our region. She's been going to classes on how these exchanges work and Obamacare works. We need to sign up for this. You are not going to believe what she's going to tell us tomorrow. And if you've got any inkling of what's happening on these exchanges, things that you might have to sign up for, tomorrow is the day. Judy Maxwell is going to be with us. And today, Sam Paredes, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of California. And I tell you what, Sam, something that Joe wrote in here about in one generation, they're going to disarm us.
That's correct.
For a semi-automatic centerfire weapon with a detachable magazine.
That's correct. And you know what? If anybody doesn't believe that that's just the first step, they will come up with a reason why shotguns with pump actions are a danger, because there are some people who can actually shoot those faster than semi-automatic guns. And you know,
the Navy Yard,
94-96% of all crimes are committed with handguns. We need to refocus our attention on handguns in order to reduce gun violence. So this is just one step at a time that they're using to take away guns from you and me, Carl. Law-abiding citizens, people who should be honored with your background and your history and your service to this country and to the people of the United States and the state of California, and they think you are untrustworthy, unworthy, you know, not capable, too dumb to have a firearm to protect your own home and to defend against tyranny here, is unconscionable.
Well, you know how we North Staters cling to our religion and our guns. You know the thing about it, Sam, is this, is unfortunately, this is probably a lot of these are going to be signed into law. And it takes away the rights of, and it takes away my rights, but it takes away the rights of my kids and my grandkids and their kids. I mean, this is, it's pathetic. So we need people to continue to call in to the governor's office, and many people have, and they get a message, but sometimes you get through. 916-445-2841. This is a call to action. 916-445-2841. Unless you have a better number there, Sam.
Nope, that is the number, and we know that they are getting inundated with calls. They are, and that's a good thing. So don't give up, because we are the ones that are jamming their phones, and we need to continue to make sure that they know perfectly well where Californians stand. So you're correct. 916-445-2841. Call Governor Jerry Brown today, tomorrow.
And he has to veto these, right?
He has to veto them. In order to not allow them to go into law, he has to veto them. Otherwise, he can sign them, or If he does nothing, they become law without his signature.
Right. So he has to veto them. Okay.
Yes.
And unfortunately, they've got a two-thirds. But I think if it, I don't know, on some of these, I don't think they'd get a two-thirds when they get back into the
Senate. They will not. There were enough timid Democrats who represent rural and semi-rural areas who either did not vote or occasionally voted with us on our side so as to protect themselves against the backlash. And if they were to vote for a two-thirds override, there would be an instant recall in their district, and they know that for a fact. So two-thirds override will not happen on these gun bills.
Okay, well, let's just say this one more time so everybody understands. It's the Democrats who have done this, my friends. It is the Democrats. The Democrats are taking away your Second Amendment rights. It is the Democrats. I mean, if it was Republicans doing this, I'd say it's the Republicans, but it's not. It's the Democrats that are doing this.
Yep. And we are going to be focusing all of our attention on pushing back. We were successful a few weeks ago in the 16th Senate District when Andy Bidak was elected in a special election in a Democrat district. And one of the premier issues was the Second Amendment. And we're going to take that message to the streets and be involved in multiple elections next year in order to continue that line of victory. So
we're
pushing back.
Good. We got
to take us a while.
Can't back down.
And we invite everybody to join in.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Again, 916-445-2841. It's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Get out there. Make that call. Don't roll over. Protect your Second Amendment. And we'll see you tomorrow.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A lot of disappointed tourists as the partial government shutdown closes some national treasures. At Yellowstone, it falls to Chief Ranger Tim Reed to deliver the bad news to visitors.
Tell them that there's a government shutdown and national parks nationally are all closed.
A big disappointment for some who have come a very long way.
We came all the way from Minnesota for our anniversary trip, this whole big trip, and we're going to Yellowstone, and there's the sign. The government's closed it. I don't believe it.
And while there is no compromise on the horizon for ending the impasse, there is word of a White House meeting in the works.
A White House official says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, House Speaker John Boehner, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi have been invited to the meeting. The official says Mr. Obama will use the gathering to urge the House to pass a spending bill that would end the partial government.